Sports This Hour being brought to you by Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo and Wyoming Building Supply. Bob Graham is along with the rest of the team this morning, James and Julie.
Morning.
Good morning.
How
are
we
doing?
Yeah, Friday. Ready for a weekend?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I mean, I love my job. But
good cover.
I also enjoy good the cover. Weekends. Yeah.
Nice one, Julie.
Don't get me wrong.
No, I want to stay and work all weekend. No, I'd say no. Go enjoy some time. Yeah. That's what I'd say. Today, Juneteenth.
Not sure it would matter. Mm. No, I'm just kidding. Weekends are mine.
Weekends are yours. It commemorates June 19th.
Happy Juneteenth.
Juneteenth, yes. 1865, the announcement of abolition of slavery in the U.S., in the U.S., state of Texas, more generally the emancipation of enslaved African Americans throughout the former Confederate States of America, recognized today, state holiday. So, no post office, no financial institutions.
Oh.
I've come to really appreciate much more what Juneteenth means to a large portion of this country.
Yeah.
Because I recently read How the Word is Passed by Clint Davis, I think is his name. Really good book.
Okay, it's on James's top 10 list.
I'll have to read it.
I don't know if it's top 10, but it's a nonfiction about the history of slavery through the United States and what it really meant. And Juneteenth in general, I mean, the way it's described, I don't think it's described like this very often, but our 4th of July didn't mean independence for half the country, you know?
Yeah.
It was passing basically the chains from one person to the other person. And so this is kind of their version of what their independence should be. And I think that's a great way of kind of looking at it.
All right. Good for you.
Yeah. It's a great book.
Yeah. What's the name of the book?
How the Word is Passed.
Hmm. How the Word is Passed.
How the Word is Passed.
And the author?
I think it's Clint Davis, I think was his name.
All right.
Nice, James.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank great you, James. Book. Appreciate it.
Clint Smith.
You were way off.
Okay.
That was close enough.
Close.
Clint Smith.
You got it out there.
Yeah.
1925 in Wyoming history. First electric typewriter in the state is used in Cheyenne newspaper office.
1925.
Cool. Today, Ann Wilson's birthday. Hart. Mm. Saw him in concert many years ago. Billings. 76 today. Kathleen Turner is 72. Paula Abdul is 64. Oh. Very talented. 1846, the first baseball game under recognizable modern rules was played in Hoboken, New Jersey.
What year was that?
1846.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's early.
Long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were just hitting hitting rocks with sticks at that point. They were like,
pretty much.
This is baseball.
They weren't weighing them five times before they threw them out.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
1910, the first Father's Day was celebrated in Spokane, Washington. Father's Day is this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
1941, mm-hmm. General Mills in Minneapolis created a new dry breakfast cereal called Cheery Oats. Then they said, let's change the name of this.
Wait, what was the year?
1941.
Is that the same one with Wheaties and Corn Flakes?
Wheaties was earlier.
Yeah, I think Wheaties was earlier.
Because
We
were talking about the Lou Gehrig
was
the cover.
The one
Wheaties.
That was like in the
mental big cereal, the big cereal wars back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still are now, but I mean, for the most part, as new ones came on, they changed the name from Cheerios to
Cheerios.
Yeah.
To Lucky Charms, and the rest is history.
Good, yeah. today's Eat an Oreo Day. Yes.
Sure.
How do you eat an Oreo?
Wait, someone yesterday was talking about all the different flavors. I think it was Jill. There's some
different flavors of Oreos.
Now and chips and
Oreos. Yeah. Especially, it's weird. Like, they're like, hey, how about strawberry Oreos? And I'm like, just give me the double stuff, and that's all I need.
I wouldn't like a. I don't know about strawberry.
Isn't there
Oreo.
A peanut butter?
There's
one
a
there? Sure there is. Yeah,
peanut butter, I know. Yeah,
mint chocolate chip is disgusting in all forms.
So how do you eat an Oreo?
I adore mint chocolate chip.
Take a little quarter piece, half piece, all of it.
All of it.
Wow. Split
in half.
Double stuff.
Yeah, no kidding.
Double stuff.
That's a lot to put in your mouth.
Maybe take off the top thing, eat the cream filling, and then eat the cracker.
Or the cookie.
Really?
Yeah, no, I
twist
do that
it
too.
Open?
Okay. I do too.
Okay.
You don't?
No.
You just eat it straight? Do you dip it in milk? You ever dip it in milk?
No.
I think it's weird. I think Oreos with milk actually kind of makes it worse. For whatever reason.
Oreos with
Ice cream.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Today is also take back the lunch break day.
Yeah, we'll take it back.
All right.
Take it back.
Whatever that means.
I know. If you're working through your lunch.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, take your lunch break back. It's got break in the title.
Right. Right. Ugliest dog day.
Okay.
Yeah, that.
We've had a few of those.
Usually those Chinese. Yeah, we did have a hospice.
We've had a few of those.
You had a hospice dog.
We had a hospice dog. Yeah, one. Poor guy was.
Yeah.
Not real pretty, but. But he was a good boy.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Very long.
And you took good care of him.
But usually those Chinese Cresteds are the winners of the ugliest dog because they're hairless.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Except for the big pompadour.
Random flap on the top of their head.
Yeah. Today is also Day of Prayer for Law Enforcement Officers.
There you go. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Tomorrow. What's going on tomorrow? It is American Eagle Day.
Huh.
Yes. Love the eagle.
Or is it the brand?
Or the brand, yeah.
I don't think so.
The clothes?
The brand got me through high school.
They got their own day.
Yeah. I don't think they got their own day. American Eagle Day tomorrow. It's also ice cream soda. All right. Mm-hmm. Take that. Ooh, vanilla.
Is that like a root beer float?
Kind of.
I don't think I've ever had ice cream soda.
I know.
Had a root beer float.
What is that?
Yeah.
Vanilla milkshake day. Yeah.
Okay.
Good chocolate.
Good thick chocolate milkshake.
I'm a chocolate milkshake person too, personally. But, I mean, milkshake's milkshake. I'll drink a milkshake, period.
Vanilla milkshake, dash in Buffalo, Wyoming.
Yeah, dash in is. Good but I'm stuff. Not a vanilla. I never order a vanilla.
Chocolate.
Okay. Cheeseburger fries and a chocolate shake is a really good meal.
All right. When they envision the American dream, it's with that at the dining table.
All right. Plain yogurt day tomorrow.
Yeah. Sure.
I don't like plain.
Yeah, usually.
I like the Greek yogurt.
Right.
Little cherry. I like the cherry, and I put frozen blueberries in with it.
I'll do plain if I put granola in it, but that's about it.
Okay.
It's okay with honey, too. You
and
put
honey.
Frozen blueberries and put honey over the top. It's good.
All right. I'll try that, Julie. You talked me into it. Twist my arm there. World juggling day.
That's tough.
That is tough.
I can't do that.
I can't either. Yeah. I can do two, but that's it. It's not really juggling.
Yeah, wow. If you couldn't do two, I'd be a little concerned. I'm glad you can do two. That's a good thing. Sunday being Father's Day, it is also a Daylight Appreciation Day. And the reason we have that is because it's the first day of summer on Sunday.
Summer solstice.
Isn't that so? It's the first day of summer and the summer solstice?
It's the longest day.
Summer solstice is always the first day of summer.
That's always backwards to me. Never makes any sense.
I know. It's the longest
day. Now it's going to get shorter and shorter
by a minute.
It's like, I know, but you do have mixed feelings about it.
You do. I know.
But
I agree.
Summer
should
be. December 20th, the winter solstice, you go, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a
it's
good
It's an opposite
good
feeling.
Good point, because you go, all right.
Yeah. Days are getting longer.
Even though I appreciate the light change, I do.
Yeah, it's definitely
I appreciate
light.
The light change, I do.
I didn't say doctor, it like...
Is that a Dr. Seuss thing?
I know,
thing?
I didn't say it like Dr.
I appreciate
Dr.
the light
Seuss.
Change, I do. Green eggs and ham.
I know, right? I like that. I do. Peaches and cream day on Sunday.
Yeah.
International Surfing Day. Have you ever surfed?
I tried.
I did too.
Got caught in a riptide.
Failed.
Never done
miserably.
It.
Miserably.
Yeah.
Probably looked very bad.
Those who can't surf, wakeboard. You just throw the thing on the top of the water and glide across it.
Good point. That's the way to do it. Hey, look at me.
Either way, you look like a baby seal, but don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shark Week coming up.
I said. Yeah. Don't worry about that, I said. All right. I was just adding that on there. Okay, you got it. All right. Good. Thank you. All right. Good job.
It'd probably be I say if you're doing Dr. Seuss. Don't worry about that, I say.
Okay. That was good. Okay. Your Voltron?
Zoltar
numbers.
I didn't do it.
No.
Tonight.
Okay. Tonight, Mega Millions, 452.
All right.
So go use your Zoltar numbers, Julie.
You know what would be crazy is if you forget and then on Monday we get a story and it's, a blank man used the numbers they found from Zoltar.
And they'll be like, no.
Yeah.
No. So go use your numbers, Julie. You never know. All right. Woman in Brazil turns 115.
Wow.
Wow. Beatrice Duarte from Brazil. 115.
That's old.
Man. Yeah. A study of 4,000 Americans reveals that only 12% of us eat right. Really?
I believe that.
Yeah, I believe that, too. A lot of food deserts in the world.
That's rough. This is bad. This is sad. Legendary major oak tree in England's Sherwood Forest, famously said to have sheltered Robin Hood and his merry men, has died.
Saw that.
At 1,200 years old. Conservationists confirmed the ancient tree's demise after it failed to produce leaves this spring. Experts blame it on a complex mix of climate-induced heat waves there, changes to the water table, soil compaction caused by centuries of tourist foot traffic. Well, they could have fixed that.
They probably didn't realize how bad it was.
Yeah, they probably didn't know.
Wasn't somebody watching that tree just a little bit closer? You know, it's 1,200 years old. I don't know. All right, massive trees giant, no longer living, but it'll stay on. It'll live there. It'll stay there, living museum.
It'll be dead there. Will it,
yeah. Okay. Won't it eventually topple over, rot from the inside?
I don't know. Hmm. 1,200 years old.
Wow, that's a long time.
That's a long time. We can't imagine it.
Can't you salvage like the something from it and then grow a new tree, or is it just all dead at that point?
So
it's all dead. There's no resuscitation, even the small part.
I don't know. I don't know much
about trees. I don't know how trees work. I don't know nothing.
That's right, James.
I resuscitated my avocado tree. I grew from a pit.
There you go.
You did?
Yeah, I thought it was dead, and so I...
Maybe there's hope yet.
I went, and I looked, and I was like, it looked dead, completely dead. And it said, just hang in there. Don't water it.
You said that to it?
Yeah,
you
said...
No. Well, maybe I did.
Hang in there, I say.
Hang in there.
Hang in there, I say, avocado tree.
I say.
It's growing leaves now. Thanks to me and Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
All right. It is? Grown leaves?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, here's
another. It grows, I exclaim.
Here's another one. Debate on how often to wash bath towels.
Oh, man.
How often do you wash your bath towel?
It should probably be once a week, I would imagine. Or twice a week. Or
that's what
once
I
every 2 weeks.
Maybe once a week.
Discussion has emerged to frequency. Cleaning specialists argue that towels should be washed after 3 uses.
Wow. That's
but you know what? I think it varies on climate and where you live.
True.
A humid
more
climate.
More humid, you probably got to do it more. Yeah.
Regardless of proper drying or due to the accumulation of skin cells and germs, but towels, they say, should be washed three uses. Hand towels are suggested to be washed every 2 days.
No. I'm not doing all that.
I mean,
I'm not doing all that.
James, I ain't doing that.
I'm not doing all that. Once a week is fine.
Once a call her good.
You'll live with that.
Call her good, I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say. Wow.
That's a lot. I mean, if it's my towel, too, I mean, it's my skin cells, my germs. Who cares?
Like sharing.
When you work all week long, you have time to wash your towels every other day.
Yeah,
plus,
no
shot. Little germ, exposure isn't a bad thing.
Okay. There you go. Everybody's feeling bad out there. This is going, I'm not washing
go wash
my
your towels.
Go wash your towels
plus,
and
let's
hand clothes.
Talk about conservation. Water.
Yeah. There you go. Hey.
There
all
you
right.
go, everyone.
I said. Have a great week, Julie.
Happy Juneteenth.
Weekend. Happy weekend. All right.
And for happy
Juneteenth.
Father's Day.
Yes.
Yeah. And Father's Day.
8:00. News on the way next. You're listening to Carrie Sheridan. Good morning.